Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having Jonathan Zook back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back to the last millennia, the previous century. Two decades ago, in 1999, he joined us for the first time. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, an organization that keeps his finger on the pulse and ear to the ground of regulations and government agencies, whether it be the U.S. or global governments, however, whatever they may be doing to help or impede the progress of technology, especially the online world. And he's here to talk to us about one of the very important topics. Jonathan Zook, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It hasn't been that long since you were here. You reported on CIS, but I wanted you to come back and let's take another stab at helping the audience understand. And me too, because I'm still, after all these times I've reported on, I still have a hard time understanding net neutrality.
Sure.
And now we know that the government got tired of waiting on Congress to act, and they basically went around it by government fiat and through the FCC and approved net neutrality by a vote of 3-2.
That's right, and net neutrality is one of those sort of catch-all phrases that takes on sort of political meaning that goes well beyond anything really substantive, right? And so it means different things to different people.
Have you ever seen
part of the confusion?
Have you ever seen an issue that was just confusing and is hard to understand who the good guys and the bad guys are as net neutrality?
Well, I don't know. Maybe healthcare.
Okay, maybe that. No, I think healthcare. I got that. I understand healthcare. But net neutrality is really hard. Try to explain to me, you know, the dumbest guy you know, explain to me and let my audience listen what net neutrality means and what we should think about it.
Well, at its core, net neutrality is about being able to get all the content you want over the Internet. And it sort of has its roots back in the sort of olden days of telephones when AT&T had a lot of control over the little outlet in your wall, right? I mean, There was a time when the only thing you could plug into that wall outlet was a phone that you got from AT&T.
Right, you literally rented the phone from them.
That's exactly right. And so there was a big Supreme Court case called Carter Phone that eventually said, look, people can plug whatever they want into that outlet. Mm-hmm. You can't control that. And the argument can be made that some of the success of the Internet is a function of that, because the fact that I could plug a computer into the phone outlet, is the same as a phone,
right.
You know, opened up a world of possibilities.
Back when we had the dial-up thing, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And so that's sort of the rough analogy here, that, people have a fear that, the people that provide you your Internet service, your so-called ISP,
right?
That's your phone company, your cable company,
right.
Or your satellite company
right.
in most cases, right? They have a fear that they are going to go start cutting deals. And that the only things you'll be able to get are the things that they've cut a deal for, like sort of like your cable television works today, right?
Right.
I mean, you have different channels available to you based on which cable company that you use, and sometimes you pay different rates to get to different things, and
right.
people are worried that model is going to fall.
But if I have a Dish satellite. And all of a sudden, found out that Dish Curry is cut a better deal with one content provider than the other. Then I'm gonna get more of one and less of another. Or I'm gonna pay more for one than I do the other. Or maybe Dish starts owning content, and
that's exactly right.
And it costs me more to buy the content that they don't own, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's exactly right. And I think that's what people are concerned about, that, right now you can go, if you want to buy books online, you can go to Amazon or you can go to Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And what if you couldn't go to Amazon anymore but could only go to Barnes & Noble?
Right.
Right? And so, you know, at its most fundamental level, net neutrality is the ability to type in Amazon.com and know that you'll get to that website.
But this is the perfect world explanation. But that's not really what net neutrality practically speaking, that's not how net neutrality is rolling out, is it?
Well, I guess it's important to have the perfect world explanation because that is, in fact, what has been negotiated and agreed to. In other words, people had legitimate concerns about that possibility. I mean, obviously, if you come from the sort of free market background that some of us do, we might think that there wasn't an issue that needed worrying about, that
right.
The market would sort of take care of it. But, you know, if you were concerned, that was a concern, and it got discussed, and all of the ISPs agreed to adhere to a set of sort of core principles
mm-hmm.
that said that they wouldn't block any websites.
Right.
They wouldn't slow down or degrade the performance of any websites in order for, you know,
But the government felt that there needed to be a regulation to make sure nobody did that. Is that what just happened?
Yes, but I think the other thing that happened is they wanted to go to a step further, and so that's where it gets a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
The other piece of this is that question of finding a good analogy. But
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna give you a little time to think of your analogy. First, when we come back, I'm gonna let Jonathan give us that analogy, and then I'm gonna ask him, under the current situation, the current regulation that was recently passed by the FCC on a vote of 3-2, who are the winners and who are the losers? Are the big guys, the folks who have the biggest at stake here? Who are the winners and losers? After these messages, Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.